I'll share with you that one of the things that I've really come to appreciate about my time on TikTok over the last year or so making videos has been the friendships that I've been able to create and the knowledge transfer that's happened as a result of these connections. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Recently, I did a video about Buddy Holly, and you can't talk about Buddy Holly without at least at some point touching on February 3rd, 1959, the day the music died, the day that the plane that was carrying Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper crashed. Well, after making the post, one of the friends that I've created actually sent me a message through TikTok and said, hey, you know, I want to tell you a story. My band, or his group, the Midtown Men, had been represented by Bobby V. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't know a lot about Bobby V, but he said that Bobby was one of the performers that was selected to carry on the performances immediately after the crash.
Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry.
Now, I knew a song or two by Bobby V, and I vaguely remembered that he was part of the lineup for the Winter Dance Party, but I never fully understood the true story behind it, that on February 3rd, the day of the crash, the show was scheduled to perform at the Armory in Moorhead, Minnesota. So a call went out to find some local musicians that could fill in for the lost artists. And Bobby V, being only 15 years old at the time, had a band that had only been together for about 2 weeks. Well, they'd been selected to actually fill in for Buddy Holly, which some pretty big shoes to fill. Well, needless to say, he pulled it off. And later in 1959, he would write and record a song called Susie Baby, which was actually a tip of the hat to Buddy Holly and his song Peggy Sue. And it's a song that when I listened to it, I almost could easily picture a band like Nirvana covering it.
Susie Baby, where are you? Have you left me for some one?
Now, the song Susie Baby would actually go on to be a hit for Bobby V, and it would lead to his first record contract. Unfortunately, the songs that would follow Susie Baby would not have as much success, and Bobby V was actually pretty close to being dropped by the label until a DJ in the Pittsburgh area would end up playing the B-side of one of his records, which would actually become a hit in Pittsburgh, eventually a hit nationally, and leading to a 5-year record deal.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind.
In a number of prior posts, I've talked about MTV and really the power and influence that music videos have had over the years. Well, in doing my research on Bobby V, I was actually amazed to find out that he himself is an early pioneer of music videos, having been involved with a number of music films that would be played on something called a scopatone. Essentially, it's a jukebox with what looks like a TV screen attached to it. So when Robert reached out to me through TikTok after I made my Buddy Holly post, one of the things that was important for him to share with me is that Bobby V was just a wonderful, wonderful person, very caring. And as I was doing my research on him this week, that's one of the things that I found came up quite often is he was just a very caring, a very kind person. Bob Dylan referred to Bobby V as his brother. And in fact, in 1982, Bobby and his wife Karen would move from Los Angeles to St. Cloud, Minnesota, where they would organize annual fundraising concerts in order to provide art facilities and music for local children. So this is just one example, you know, where I enjoy creating TikTok videos, but it's definitely a two-way street because I get a lot of feedback and a lot of comments where people share stuff with me. And this is one example where, you know, I had the opportunity to learn a ton this week in the research I did on Bobby V and listening to a lot of his music. So I'm only sharing a little bit with you. My hope is that if you watch this post, then it will create an interest and you will go out and read about Bobby V, listen to a lot of music, and just reflect back on a simpler time in rock and roll.